Hare Krishna. When conviction is weak, determination can't be strong. Determination refers to our ability to do certain things, whereas conviction refers to our belief in certain things. For now, often we make resolutions based on scriptural statements to regulate our worldly indulgences, and we find that soon after making that resolution, our determination initially is strong, but then it weakens, and we sometimes relapse back into past patterns of sense gratificatory behavior. So we may blame ourselves and say, oh, my determination is so weak. And we may lament or pity ourselves. Why am I such an undetermined person? Why am I such a having so low, poor determination? Yes, it is possible that we may have low determination. But quite often, the problem may also be something different. It may be that our conviction itself may be poor. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna tells us about how worldly pleasure leads to misery, he states, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkhayonaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha. So, he is telling here, first of all, that Yehi samsparshaja bhoga, that the pleasure that comes from the contact of the senses with the sense object, dukkhayonaya evate, it's a womb of misery. Adyantavantaha kaunteya, it has a beginning and end, O son of Kunti, and nateshu ramate buddhaha. Nateshu ramate, in that they don't delight who? Buddhaha, the wise people. So Krishna is saying that refraining from sense gratification requires not just determination but wisdom. So now wisdom is internalized knowledge. It is knowledge about which we are convinced. And this conviction is sometimes lacking. And because of the conviction being lacking, naturally our determination can't be sustained. Now, we will feel determined to do certain things when underlying it, we have that faith that, okay, doing this thing is good for me. Doing this thing will benefit me. So, just like if we start on a, journey, and if we are going on a road and we are not sure that, oh, should I go on this, is this the right road or not? Then naturally we won't be able to sustain ourselves for very long. We may either slow down, or we may just stop, or we may even turn around. So same happens with us when our conviction weakens. And blaming ourselves for our poor determination won't strengthen our underlying conviction. For strengthening our conviction, we need to actually challenge our own conceptions. Our conceptions means especially our mind's conceptions. Now our mind often subjects us to a selective amnesia. It makes us believe, it makes us remember those instances when sense gratification offered some pleasure, and it makes us forget all the times when sense gratification caused misery. And in this way, it subjects us, it makes us suffer enormously. Because it by deluding us thus, so our desires are largely determined by our thoughts. So if our thoughts are about sense pleasure and not about sense misery, then naturally our desires for sense, for getting those pleasures again get triggered. So now what happens is, although it is not that scripture alone tells us that sense gratification leads to misery, we ourselves have experience of that. But in spite of having that experience, the mind erodes our conviction by subjecting us to selective amnesia. It makes us forget the sensory miseries, miseries coming from sensory gratification. That's why we need to consciously recollect those miseries. That, okay, last time when I did this, this was the result. And especially at the time when sense gratification led to huge complications, those are the times when we need to remember. Although it's distressing to remember distresses, but if that remembrance of distresses can save us from further distress, then we need to do it as a austerity. So by that, by recollecting the times when we have ourselves experienced the futility and the misery of sense gratification. So sometimes sense gratification doesn't lead to so much misery, but even in those times, there is futility. It doesn't live up to its promise. Even if we don't get into trouble, still we set ourselves up for disappointment by indulging in sense gratification. So remembering both the misery and the futility of sense gratification can boost our conviction. And once that conviction is boosted, then we are convinced that, okay, this is the right road, then we can march forward determinedly, swiftly. So like that, when we find ourselves determination becoming weak, rather than blaming ourselves, we can strengthen our conviction and thereby re-strengthen our determination and move forwards in our devotional life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.